Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Rhinelander's new city administrator faced the public for the first time this week as he begins his job. Daniel Guild gave his background, which includes an advanced degree from Michigan State University. We'll have more on the story coming up later tonight on WXPR News. And the Wausau Region Chamber of Commerce held an announcement on Tuesday afternoon where Foxconn signed an agreement with the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin and sues Ginseng to promote the root in Asia and help with ginseng research. Governor Walker was the signing witness for the agreements and spoke afterwards about the partnership and what it means for the state and Marathon County.
You not only see the benefit of Foxconn when it comes to companies here in Marathon County, you not only see thousands of people who will be employed, but now is seeing this connection to broadening the marketplace for ginseng, to really opening up an already very successful marketplace for ginseng across the world, to have the power and the resources of Foxconn behind this.
Walker details some of the work Foxconn will be doing with ginseng farmers in the state to market the crop.
Look at how to brand that, how to successfully market that, and that's something that Foxconn can offer in terms of their incredible leverage globally.
Walker is unconcerned that recent Chinese tariffs would impact Wisconsin ginseng.
One of the best ways to deal with the trade imbalance is to make more investments. And so Foxconn investing here, investing again with this partnership today, and the more they invest, not only in the state of Wisconsin, the more they invest overall, that gets to the whole trade imbalance issue.
Walker says these partnerships grow Foxconn's investment in Wisconsin as they're currently in the process of building a supply chain center in Mount Pleasant. And the city of Rhinelander and other interested parties purchased a property known as Heel Creek next to the Northwood Golf Club on the city's far west side. But officials discovered then that 62 acres bought by the city as part of the site were never annexed. The city formally requested that, according to City Council member and Parks Committee Chair Sherry Bellevue.
We transferred the Heel Creek property to Planning Commission because during the process we discovered that it had never been annexed into the city of Rhinelander from the township of Crescent, I believe is where it's sitting right now. So we're going through that process of annexing the property, and then what we'd like to do at that point is officially declare it a city park.
Bellevue says once the annexation is complete, it will come back to the Parks Department and be named an official park. And it's less than 2 weeks before the opening reception of the Northern National Arts Competition at Nicolay College in Rhinelander. And this year's judge has whittled down the entrance to those being displayed. Art Gallery Director Katie Ralph says Judge Mark Stephen Greenfield has a large number of works to pick for the initial cut.
You know, I get to see the 400 images before he made the initial selections, so I can tell from all that whole range of work that he had to go through that he chose a very interesting selection to be in the show. There'll be about 92 pieces in there.
The 31st annual competition displays a wide range of art styles from 34 different states. More than $8,500 will be awarded, including three $1,000 awards of excellence. Katie Rolfe talks about Judge Mark Stephen Greenfield.
His own work is political. It's about being an African-American in our culture. But I've watched him speak. I found a new video of him speaking last night, and he just comes across as full of warmth and humor, and we really look forward to spending time with him.
The opening reception is September 29th at Nicolay College's Art Gallery at 5 p.m. Tickets for the reception are available at Trig Store and Diane's Frame Shop in downtown Rhinelander. The latest damage estimate from the series of storms and flooding that hit the state has been put at $234 million. That's up $25 million from just 2 weeks ago. The latest estimate includes $109 million in residential damages, $76 million in infrastructure, and $49 million to businesses. And Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish now says she didn't see her opponent kneel during the national anthem during an event, and she believes him when he says he didn't. The Republican Clayfish says she was told by others that Democrat Mandela Barnes was protesting the anthem over the treatment of Black Americans. Clayfish won't say who told her. Barnes says he doesn't consider her backtracking to be an apology, saying she's only sorry because she got caught. The weather forecast for this afternoon finds cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, about 60% chance. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, 80% chance. Thursday, more showers and a thunderstorm. We could see an inch of rain tomorrow, and then more rain likely Thursday night, and then diminishing on Friday. And then there could be some frost Friday night with temperatures dropping into the mid-30s. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.